Good evening. Yud Gimel Cheshvan. We're going to be covering today, Mitzvah Hashem, Seif Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, and Tezayin. This will be the end of the halachas of Chole Sheish B'Sakona. We'll start next week in Mitzvah Hashem with Seif Yud Zayin, which is the beginning of Chole Sheish B'Sakona. And we'll discuss all these halachas in Mitzvah Hashem at length next week. I do feel, however, we didn't give its due explanation yesterday when it came to Seif Yud Beis. It was a little bit rushed. I'd like to summarize that very quickly and clarify the matters a little bit, because it's a very, very important Seif. So I just want to quickly, outside, without reading it inside, clarify matters a little bit. I first want to explain very clearly the concept of Shinui and the concept of Kelachayad, because this is very important to understand this Seif. Hilcha Shabbos has a rule that every melacha has to be done in its normal way. Any melachas which are done in its normal way is medoraisa. However, if you do it in slight variation, you do it not in its normal way, not in a way which is generally considered its normal way, is only medrabanan. Now, this is so much so that not only shinu is medrabanan, when the outcome is a different outcome, such as if I write with my left hand, we know that ksiva, writing, is a melacha d'oraisa. If I write with my left hand, it's going to be shinui. Now, over there, when I write with my left hand, the outcome is going to be not a neat outcome. I'm not going to write very neatly if I write with my left hand. Now, this is a very straightforward case of kelachayad, of shinui. Now, but shinui goes even further. The ptur of shinui, the fact that it's only medrabon by shinui, is not only in such a case. It's even if the outcome is just as good as if I'd have done it in the normal way. An example for that will be dialing a phone. If I dial a number with on my phone, so if I do it with the right hand, or whether I do it with the left hand, it's going to be the same outcome. There's no difference at all. There's a melacha d'oraisa, maybe yes, maybe not, but the melacha would still be considered, even if normally calling my phone is a d'oraisa, if I do it with my left hand, although it's the identical outcome, it's still going to be midrabanan. This is the p'tur of shinui, which is a very, very crucial too, because the as we're going to discuss in a minute, the Rambam takes it very, very seriously. Similarly, we find when a melacha is done with an Yehud, with a goy, we know that a melacha obviously is only over on a melacha deraisa if you do it yourself. However, if you tell a goy to do, obviously a goy hasn't got an Issa Shabbos. On the contrary, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So you have not done an aveir medraisa. However, Chazal said, if you tell a goy to do melacha, you're over medrabanan. It's an issa drabanan to tell a goy to do an issa. So the Rama over here has this question, and the Shulchan Aruch here raised the question: what if I can tell a goy, or I can do a melacha with my left hand? Should I do this? Yes or no? So the reason, obviously, on the one hand, we would say that yes, if you can do the pikuach nefesh either through an amir lenochi, which is the rabbanon, or with a shinui kelachayad, it's all different words for the same concept, that you do malacha with the shinui, then you're saving yourself from an issa deraisa and you're decreasing that to an issa drabanan. So the Rambam would say, yeah, that's actually one side of the coin is yes, it's a good idea to do that. On the other hand, maybe the idea is no, actually no, it's better if you don't do it, because if you're going to do it with the left hand, or you're going to do it with a goy, people misunderstand that, because the message they're giving to people is that actually, you know, pikuach nefesh, rather not, try to avoid it. And next time, well, people will be very confused, and they'll say, you know what, they'll be hesitant to be matzil nefesh, and therefore, because they're conveying the wrong message, try to avoid that. Try to avoid doing it with the left hand, try to avoid telling a goy, better if you do it yourself. These two sides of the coin that we just mentioned is precisely the machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch says that rather, if you can, you should do it yourself. But if you do it yourself. The Rama, however, says no. If you can, try to do it kelachayat or tell a goy to do the melacha. This is the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Rama. Although the Mechaber doesn't mention kelachayat, but in the Achronim it's Mavur, that's what he means as well. The machlokes is the same machlokes, whether we're talking about kelachayat or the Amir Lenochi, it's the identical machlokes.
Is the left hand considered
kelachayat? Yeah. It might even be a better case. But it's definitely considered kelachayat. Yeah, there's other cases of kelachayat, obviously, if you do in more extreme ways, right? It's even more, whatever is not the regular way of doing is considered kelachayat. Pardon? For what? For writing? Right. So, right, excellent. Very, it's very true. So the Mishnah says, when it comes to melachez hoitzah, carrying with your left hand is not considered kalachiyat, 100%. It depends very much on the melacha and on the person as well, to a certain extent. It's very correct. Right, so we did mention yesterday that the achronim say that this whole machlok is only as far as the actual hatzolah is concerned, the actual saving of a person. However, all the outside things that are leading to the hatzolah, that is not included in the machlokas of the Ramon de Machaber. The example we mentioned yesterday is taking a taxi. You need to go to hospital. Are you going to ask a goy? You're going to call up the goy and a taxi, in other words, or an ambulance to a certain extent, or are you going to bring it? Are you going to jump into the car and drive yourself? So this is not. This particular case is not included in the machlokas, Ramah and Machaber. This would be a case that everybody agrees you should rather do it with a goy because it's not the actual hatzolah. It's not the actual hatzolah. You know, as we said, putting the life support machine onto the person or taking out the splinter or I don't know what the... It's not a good example. And whatever the actual hatzolah, that is where the machlokas come in. All the stages preceding that is not included in the machlokas, which I think is a very important point. Right. Okay. Is there any questions? Because it's very important. I think it's a very important seif. Okay, we're going to move on straight away. We see if you'd gimel. Kol azor is lechal Shabbos bedovo sheish besakona harizem meshubach. Whatever quicker you do the hatzola in by chol sheish besakona, this is meshubach. It's praiseworthy. Vafilu misakin imoy dovo acher. Even if by doing your hatzola you are misakin, you're fixing something else. Kugoin. The example is as follows. Kugoin shepirish metzud derales tinok. A baby fell chas v'sholem into a river. They fell in river, and the way you want to save him is by throwing a net into the river, and you want to save him by that's how you're going to pull him out. And by doing this action of saving him, you're actually in the net. There's also going to be some fish, and you're doing the melacha of catching fish. So here it says that although you're going to be doing other melachas as well, which have nothing to do whatsoever with your action hatzolah, nevertheless, it's perfectly okay to do that. You shouldn't be hesitant at all. Although you're doing other melachas, even if they're reise. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Lamed Ches. Alternatively, if a baby fell into a pit. If you're trying to dig to get him out of there because you can't actually step into that pit, and you're digging, you're making a step. When you're doing that, or alternative, right? That's point number one. Point number two says the Mishnah Berurah. Nina lahadeles b'fnei atunik. Very important. The very halacha lemaaseh. Nina lahadeles. The door became locked b'fnei atunik, and the baby was inside the locked room. Shoyver hadeles. You're allowed to break the door. Umoytzioi, and you can take him out. Afal pi, although shu mefatzel oisum kimin etzim shurim halacha by breaking the door, you're going to make some chips out of the wood. And you can use the wood afterwards for lighting a fire. So you're doing another melacha by actually saving the baby. Nevertheless, it is mutter. Mutter hashvira. You're allowed to break the door. Shema yivos hatinoik v'yomus, because maybe the baby is going to get a shock and he chas v'sholem might die. V'loy amrinon, we will not say she'efsha le'karkesh latinoik be'goizim. You're not going to say you can calm down the baby by making some noises mebachutz from the outside achi v'yamavtech until they bring the key. You're not going to say that. Ve'afilu im ha'yotzorich lecholia v'anetzorim v'aksomim gam kenshori. Even if he himself needs these chips of wood, nevertheless you're allowed to do that. Kivin she'en mechaber lezeh, since he doesn't intend. His intention is not to get some profit and benefit out of these woods. That's not his intention. His intention is to save Nebuch the baby, so he's allowed to do that. Now, this is very important. I just want to mention a couple of points about that. First of all, there's over here a discussion amongst the poskim about what the age of the baby we're talking about. Some say 6, some say 8. But l'chayra, l'finas dati, that's not the point. The point is how scared is that. You can have sometimes a 4-year-old that you can actually explain, you can calm him down. And if it's not long to Motzei Shabbos, you can calm down a 4-year-old sometimes. Sometimes you can have even a 10-year-old who gets absolutely petrified. It's a proper sakonas nefoshes. The age is not the point. The point is how petrified is he? How scared is he? And I remember once in Eretz Yisrael, there was a rov, was Mechal Shabbos, Latzolos Nefoshes, for a person who was a teenager. And he was pitch dark, and he got lost, and there were Mechal Shabbos for him. It doesn't mean Mechal Shabbos, because he was in that kind of situation that he thought thought that he was not a completely normal type of boy, and they said that it's very scary for that particular teenager, and therefore the Mechal Shabbos for him. That is a very important point. That right. And he goes even further, because there's the days over here hidden in that mechaber. There's another point over here, which is the following. That the psychological well-being of a person is taken very, very seriously. Hatzolah is not only when it comes to physical type of emergency, it's also the psychological well-being of a person is taken very, very seriously. We will see that later in Simon Shin Lamed in Mitzvah Hashem. We find that we're allowed to produce a light for your ladders. It's a lady who's in labor, you're allowed to make a light. It says over there that even if the lady is blind, you know how to do that, because it calms her down to know that the ladies who are helping her, that they can see better. Although she is blind, she doesn't need the light, but it calms her down to know that there's light around. Interesting question. Very interesting question. So either way, we see with the psychological well-being of a person is taken very, very seriously. You're not to Michal Shabbos if that is not being is not in order. So if you yeah. Are you allowed to? You are allowed to. You certainly are allowed to, because you're not mechamef. If that's no, there will not be any ma'aseh shabbos. Interesting. There is no ma'aseh shabbos in that, because that wasn't your intention. It was no intention. Therefore, you're allowed to use it. Okay. Seif Yud Dalet. Hayochole sheish b'sakonat zorich boso. A very, very famous shaila. A chole who was in a matzav of pekuach nefesh, and he needed meat to get better. Shoichetim loy. You are allowed to shecht a behemoth for him. Ve'en oimrim nachileno nevelo. There's an availability of treifa meat. What should you rather give to him? Should you rather give to the person treifa meat and nevelo, or should you shecht meat that should become kosher for this particular case? What is better? So it says over here, this is a Maram. It's very interesting. We're going to speak about it. There's lots of reasons for it. Now, obviously, the Mechaber continues with the following. However, if the Chole needed the food immediately, and the Trefe meat is ready straight away, immediately. However, the shechita will delay matters. You do actually feed him the nevela. Now, there is several reasons for this. Several reasons for it. The Mishnah Berurah brings them, so might as well see them inside. Several reasons are given for this psak, which is all machlokes rishonim. It's all rishonim. V'yesh oimrim mishum the Shabbos hutor tzal pikuach nefesh. Some say that because Shabbos is hutor tzal pikuach nefesh, this is a concept which is a very interesting concept, that we find that when it comes to pikuach nefesh, Shabbos simply doesn't exist. The lashon of the rishonim is that it's as if it's there's no melacha. The melacha doesn't exist at all. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, you can completely forget Shabbos, and therefore this, however, only applies kapi the actual shechita. Kapi the actual shechita. The shechita is something which is there's no issa at all. So you might as well do it. However, the achil of nevele is not hutra at all, and therefore if he needs it, you're not to give it to him. But it's not hutra at all. This is something which is completely mutra, completely allowed, and something which is not completely permitted. Therefore, you're not to do that. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues that this is the roiv shoyim disagree with that. Yesh oim mishum the Shabbos hutra tzal pikuach nefesh. It's completely allowed. Lochein shoichtim loy kedech shoichtim yom tov. This is also the loshon of the Rishonim. Therefore, you're not to shecht it like you shecht on normal yom tov. As we know, on yom tov you're not to shecht. We don't do it nowadays anymore, but on yom tov it's perfectly mutter to shecht. Ve'afilu issa de rabbonon ein machin oise b'makom shef shal lishchoit. And even issa, which is only the rabbonon, you wouldn't feed him, and you'd rather shecht the behemoth, because to shecht the behemoth is completely mutter. To shecht the behemoth is completely mutter according to those Rishonim. Mitamze, according to this reasoning. However, many Rishonim, the majority of Rishonim, disagree with that, and they hold that Shabbos is not completely mutter. It's truyo. What you need to do, you're allowed to do, but not more than that. However, the reason for this psak that you should rather shecht a behemah rather than give him to give him a teif for meat. The reason for that is the shemu yekotz bechilas nevela for lo yoichal veistaken. A very interesting point that people generally are very disgusted to eat nevelas, and therefore a person who is nebuchadnezzar in a pikuach nefesh, he's dangerously ill. You're not not going to give him an avila because he's going to be so disgusted by that that he might endanger him even more. There's another reason brought down in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Ran. The Benevela Oiva al Kol Zeis, Kol Kezeis Mimeno. V'chomem Yisrael Avde Shabbos. Now, when it comes to Nevela, the halacha is that every Nevela, that every Kezeis, every size of an olive of a Nevela that you eat is an Issa in its own, is an Issa Doraisa. However, when it comes to Shechita, the Shechita is one Issa. And that's it. So therefore, if you get your maths right, it's just worth it. Shechita is one Issa, Nevela is dozens and dozens of Issurim. And therefore, you should rather shecht rather than to eat the nevela. Yeah. Ve'oit tam ein sham. There's another reason that ein sham. Lefize bevadai mutav lavoyu. Ve'lehoi shiloi isad rabonon meshenechal shabbos beisos kila. Now, it brings a very interesting in case. Ve'hinei. Ima choyle oima she'en kotz be'achilas nevela. What about if the choyle says that he is not disgusted by eating a nevela? He doesn't mind, because he knows that it's pekuach nefesh, and he doesn't mind. What's going to be the halacha then? Ve'yesh nevela mezuma lefonov. And there is a nevela in front of him, which is available. What's going to be the halacha then? Imut lishchid avuroi ein be'achorim. This is, in fact, a machloik is achorim. What should he do? If he says he doesn't care, what's going to be the case then? So that really depends on those rishonim. If it's called kezayis v'kezayis, then it's still the cheshbon is still. But if it's kotz, then there's no danger of kotz over here. And the truth is, you don't have to look so far. The same halach will be the similar type of machlokes will be. What about the person who doesn't eat kosher anyway? He doesn't keep Shabbos and he doesn't keep kosher. What's going to be the halacha then? He's not disgusted by eating nevela. He does it continuously, the whole time. So what's going to be the halacha then? Are we still going to say rather shecht? He's not disgusted by eating a nevela. Well, what's going to be the halacha then? It seems that it's the same machloikas. However, when it comes to a minor, to a child, it certainly seems the toiv yois el achiloi, it is better to feed him bosan nevela, to let him have teifa meat. Velo yishchud odom avurei b'shabbos, and a person shouldn't shecht for him on Shabbos. Right. Yeah, there's a very interesting machlokes in the Acholim. There's a chaznish and other posts can discuss. What about we are actually only talking about actual eating of meat. Actual meat, you know, nevela is a proper issa d'oraisa. What about when it comes to soup? Soup, I think that's more frequent. I suppose people who are normally unwell, they don't generally, as far as I know, they don't generally eat meat. If anything, they're going to have soup. So the question is going to be, what about a soup? If you can feed him a soup, which is a nevela treifa soup, or you should shecht the bein. What's going to be the halacha then? So interesting over there, it's not so posh at all, because if you eat a soup, the Issa Nevela is not so stringent because it's only tam keika, and tam keika is the reise. It is very stringent. It's very, very serious as well. But it's not as serious as actually eating a nevela. So it could be the halacha is going to be different then. And the chaznish is mitzadet that actually in that case it's better to have the soup. Interesting, but it's a machlokes as well. Okay. There's another three lines of Mishneh Berurah, but I see that I want to be able to finish the Omud, so we're going to skip. It's the same point. We're going to skip that. We're going to go straight to the Seif Tezvav, if that's okay with you. Seif Tezvav, very important as well. On Duhu, if he was assessed, a Cholish Pesachon was assessed. Perish his bonin b'machlose v'shiaroi, aroifim shetzorich goyges achas. A person was assessed, a Cholish Pesachon was assessed, that he needs one goygeres, which is a size, gogeres achas, he needs that kind of amount to be saved. Verotzu asoro, and 10 people ran, ve'viu loy kol echot gogeres. 10 people ran and tried to reach and get one gogeres for that person. This is exactly the same shaila when there's 10 Hatzola members running and being Michal Shabbos to save one person. And only one of them manages to get down time, obviously, by definition, unless they all get to the same second. By definition, there's going to be one who is first and nine who are going to be later. What about, were they Michal Shabbos or not? So the Mechabbos says, they're all potu. And not only that potu, they all get the reward from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even if by the time they get there, by the time they reach the patient, the potential patient, he's already all better. Because they all what they did, B'shas Ma'aseh, it was a mitzvah. Right? Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kot Mem, V'rotzu Asoro, 10 ran, Shekol Echad Choshav, Shehu Yaktim. They all thought they were first, which is, of course, very important. They're not aware. That's the crucial point. They're not aware that there's other 9 running. If, of course, they know that there's another 9 people running, and then of course, the halacha is not like that. Ayin Bevir Halacha. Now, the shine is going to be, what about if one person got there, the first, say, Hatzolah member got there, and he saw to the patient, and the patient is better now. Now, you know, there's going to be another 9 who are coming, and they're driving the Mechal Shabbos. And they're driving. Now, I could easily just make one little call, which is only the Rabbonon, and I'm going to do B'Shinui, and by that, saving 9 people for doing dozens and dozens of Isur D'Oraisa. What should we do? What should they do? What should he do? I mean, it's an interesting shayla. So Rav Ozner says that definitely not. Definitely not. Because they're not doing an avera. What are you saving them from? By me calling them up, I'm definitely over on Isad Rabbonon, right? Because I have no head to do it. It's nothing to be pekuach nefesh. They're doing a mitzvah. I'm actually stopping them, maybe. The Rav Ozner doesn't say that. Rav Ozner says that they're not doing an avera. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Right? You may also add that if it's not an avera, then probably they're doing a mitzvah. Right? They don't know that he's been saved already. They think they're doing a mitzvah. Right? Could be. Right? Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So either way, they're certainly not doing an avera. There's no point whatsoever stopping them from coming. He does, and the post contemporary poets can say that if you can tell a goy and you can stop them from coming, fine, okay, you might as well, you know, if it's easy to do it, fine, no problem, you can do it. But ultimately, there's definitely no chiyuv to stop them from coming. Right, Siv Tes Zain. Omdu l'shtego, that's very important, Siv as well. Omdu l'shtego goy gorois, v'loy motzu l'shtego gorois b'shnei uktsin. He needs 2 goy gorois. That's the amount that he needs. But you can only find 2 goy gorois on 2 stalks. Or 3 on 1 stalk, or 2 on 1 stalk. What should he do then? So it says over here, he should dafke cut the one off which has. He should rather, in other words, you should always cut the amount, you should only cut as much as is necessary, right? If you have a stalk with, he needs 2. You can either cut a stalk with 2, or you can cut a stalk with 3. You should cut the one with 2 as opposed to the one with 3, which is very interesting because the actual cutting is the same type of cutting, but nevertheless, you should be marked in that. Let's just see the Mishnah Berurah. We have skipped Sif Kotmem Aleph and Sif Kotmem Beis. I'm sorry, it's part of Sif Tezvov. Let's quickly go through it. We have discussed everything. I just want to do them inside. Sif Kotmem Aleph. They brought to him either from Rishus Rabim or Tolshu B'Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that even if it's Melachos D'Oraisa, you shouldn't stop the other 9 coming. Even if it was healed away the first person, they all came one after the other and not simultaneously. And he's eaten already from the first person and he's healed. Nevertheless, they're all potter from Chatos. Because everyone thought he'll be first. Not only did they actually get a schar also for their good intention. Right, I'm sorry. Now let's go back to Posik Tezayin. To see if Tezayin. Right, you should always try to cut as if you can either do it in by cutting 2 stalks or by cutting 1 stalk. You should rather cut 1 stalk as opposed to 2 stalks. Lo yichesu elo, the ribui b'shiura shlo litzayich osu. That's a concept we've tried in all the Shabbos. Ribui b'shiura, to increase the amount, to increase the quantity, shlo litzayich, if there's no need, is osu. Umikan nire poshut. And from here, it seems clear. The one thing in Shah Melochas. Also, when it comes to other Melochas, that's a very interesting point that the Mishnah Berurah is adding over here. If you need to cook something for a choyle, you need to cook something for the choyle, you only need to cook as much as he needs. You're not allowed to increase. If I'm anyway cooking, and Pikuach Nefesh is Mutta, right, I'm doing it for choyle Shesh Bezakon, I might as well just add a little bit for myself, you know, to have a bit of a fresher, you know, a bit more for myself. right? Anyway, cooking. So here the Mishneh Berurah said that's all part of ribuy b'shiurin, the increase of the quantity, which is also do a din in shamroch bishul v'chadoim when it comes to bishul, etc. Afilu im hu bekneiro achas, also levashel, even if it's in one pot, you are not allowed to levashel to cook v'lasus b'shar melochos. You don't have to do that. B'shar melochos, rak ma shetzorich achshav b'tzimtzum. Only how much is necessary right now, and not more than that. Whatever is necessary for the pikuach nefesh, that's what you're allowed to do. V'imad over bowl emidakti gimikach. However, of course, if it's an emergency, you don't have to just measure exactly how much he needs. That itself could delay matters. If you're just trying to do exactly how many milliliters he needs, if it delays matters, of course, you don't have to be makid. Interestingly, the post can say it's a shulchan aruch as well, that even if you do more, and he doesn't need all of it. It's actually a shayla. Not only do you know how to do that, but if you have done it, but yeah, but that's a shayla of Ma'aseh Shabbos then. Interesting. Although you did it for Pekuach Nefesh, although you did it for Choli Sheish Basakona, nevertheless, there's a shayla on Ma'aseh Shabbos, and you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. Now, there is over here the Rama over here, which I find is very important, which is a classic psak from Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Rama says over here, ve'im adov bol em didaktikim bekach shelo yovoy lidei dichui ve'ikuv. If it is bol, if it's an emergency, en didaktikim bekach, you know to makpid shelo yovoy lidei dichui ve'ikuv. There shouldn't delay matters. Now there was a shayla when they made the rules of Shaare Tzedek. They approached Rabbi Shlomo Zalman about the nurses who make their rounds when it comes to Choli Sheish B'Zakona. Obviously, the patients who are on Choli Sheish B'Zakona, they wanted to know about there's a routine which are all the nurses. They go around and they take temperature and they evaluate and they assess. Now, it's not always necessarily a necessity. Right. Obviously, the nurses go around. They're not medical. They're not specialists. They don't exactly know which one needs to be assessed and which one. They make a routine. They go through the whole ward and they take temperature of all the Choli Sheish B'Zakona. Is that permitted or not? Right. That they're doing melachos for the Choli Sheish B'Zakona, which might not be necessary. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, in his absolute goyness, was matir from this Rama over here, because he said it would be very hard on the nurses, who are themselves not specialists, if they have to start thinking and assessing. Well, they don't really know, they might not be fully in the picture about which one, they can't exactly know. So what's going to be then is that this thinking process which they have to go through is going to be might delay matters and might make things much more complicated. And just as much as we find Ramal ima dovo bohul emdaktik mekach shlovi didicho veikov, similarly also you don't have to be says Reb Shlomo Zalman, it doesn't matter. They can just take random out of all the Choli Sheish B'Zakona, they can just take the temperature and that's perfectly in order. Right? Okay.